Phoenix Audio presents Lance, The Making of the World's Greatest Champion by John Wilcoxon. Chapter 1. Origins. She instilled in me a sense of hard work and sacrifice, and with the hard work comes toughness. And she would say every day, "Go get 'em." Lance's mom is smart and spunky, just like her son. But while Lance impresses with his athletic physique, Linda Armstrong Kelly has a petiteness that belies her fierce spirit, and she seems almost tiny sitting at a long breakfast bar beneath the lofty ceiling of her North Dallas home. She has prepared a light lunch for us to eat as she talks about her life and her only child. In her mid-50s, Linda has a soft lilt to her Texas drawl and unexpectedly hearty laugh. She says that her husband, Ed Kelly, is a super guy, the man of my dreams. Linda married the Irish-American Kelly, a retired IBM executive, in 2002. It's her fourth marriage, and the best one, she says, adding that she has never been as happy. Their modern brick house backs onto a golf course, and when the phone rings, it plays "When Irish Eyes Are Smiling." Their home in the suburb of Plano is less than an hour's drive, but a lifetime away from where Linda grew up in South Dallas on the wrong side of the Trinity River. She lived there with two younger siblings, Debbie and Alan, and their single mother, Elizabeth. When they were growing up, their father, Paul Mooneyham, was just back from the Vietnam War. His subsequent alcoholism and abusive behavior led to an early divorce. "The drinking was an unfortunate, big part of our lives," says Linda's sister, Debbie Glanville. Debbie is taller, louder, and more Texan than her sister. Her mouth is wider, her blonde streaked hair less coiffed, and her lipstick's a brighter red. Married to a Baptist minister and the mother of three girls, Debbie has worked as a high school teacher in suburban Maryland for three decades. After picking me up in her...